Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Today, I'm presenting part 4 of the Treatise on Astral Projection by Robert Bruce. For information on Robert's programs, please visit www.astraldynamics.com or pop over to astralbob.com/blog for some great videos from Robert, and don't forget to sign up for his free newsletter. I'll delay you no longer. Let's get those chakras tuned. Treatise on Astral Projection, Part 4. Basic Energy Work. The Major Chakras. The major chakras are situated at 1. Base chakra, the base of the spine, between the anus and the genitals. 2. Spleen chakra, slightly below the belly button. 3. Solar plexus chakra, one hand span above the belly button. 4. Heart chakra, the centre of the chest. 5. Throat chakra, the base of the throat, above where it joins the chest. 6. Brow chakra, exact centre of the forehead. 7. The crown chakra, the whole top of the head above the hairline. They are best imagined as roughly the size of the palm of your hand, except for the crown chakra, which is much larger. What are chakras? Chakras are non-physical organs that transform raw subtle energy into more subtle and usable forms of energy of a different type. The chakras do not themselves contain energy. Raw energy is drawn up from the planet by the minor chakras in the legs and feet and fed into the main chakra system. Subtle energy is, in essence, pure thought energy that permeates and binds the universe together. This living energy field can be tapped more deeply by the application of focused creative will. It can be drawn into the human body and transformed by the chakra system into a more subtle and usable form of energy. The chakras are attached to the spinal cord and nervous system via certain glands and nerve ganglia. The full chakra system is extremely complex. There are 7 major and over 300 minor chakras in the human body. There are also several non-physical chakras situated outside of the body. Detailed maps of the chakra system and their connecting meridians and pathways have been used for thousands of years in Eastern mysticism and medicine, i.e. acupuncture. The chakra system is used with every psychic ability, no exceptions. Whatever the psychic ability, the method of development or the terminology used to describe it, it is all done the same way, through chakra stimulation. It is impossible to manifest any psychic ability without first stimulating the chakras. Many people will deny this and claim they have never done any chakra energy work but still have psychic abilities. There are many ways to develop yourself, agreed, but they all directly or indirectly stimulate the chakra system. And let's not forget natural ability. Many people are born with naturally active chakras and hence natural psychic ability. Mediums are people who exhibit psychic abilities when aided by a non-physical spirit entity. This entity stimulates the chakras of the medium directly by melding with the medium and causing psychic abilities, clairvoyance, channeling, healing, production of ectoplasm, etc. to manifest through the medium. This is why they are called mediums or channels, i.e. they have the ability to become a passive vehicle for a spirit entity to affect or communicate with the physical world. You do not need a spirit entity to develop and use a psychic ability. If you learn to control your own chakras and energy, you can do these things on your own, with no spirit entity involved and without the inherent risk involved with that method. Energy raising. Sit or lie down. Do the relaxation exercise and clear your mind with breath awareness. Focus your awareness in your feet. Use your hands to pull energy up from your feet through your legs to the base chakra. Imagine you are gripping energy and pulling it up through you, just like you did when you used these hands with breath awareness and colour breathing, pulling air and energy into your lungs. Note, try and imagine your hands are inside your legs and just inside the front of your torso as you do this. Use breath awareness as an aid to energy raising. Draw energy up through you with the inhale and hold it in place on the exhale. Do this over and over again, pulling energy to the base chakra. for at least a few minutes. You may or may not feel anything while you do this. Even if you don't, you are still drawing some energy with this exercise. The amount of energy drawn up through you will increase as the chakras develop with time and use. From the feet up the legs to the base center is a natural path for the energy that flows through you. This energy will stimulate your chakras and they will transform this basic energy into energy of a different type. This transformed energy will then flow into your subtle bodies, energizing them. With practice, you will actually feel this energy tingling and surging through you. Chakra stimulation. Opening a chakra. Your imaginary hands are used for this. Imagine you are tearing open a bread roll at the site of a chakra when you are asked to do this. You don't have to visualize anything. Just feel like you are doing this, as if you were doing it in real life, without looking at what you are doing. Chakras are non-physical centers, so you need a non-physical method to stimulate them. This is achieved by focusing your awareness in an area of a chakra and using your mind to manipulate it. You need a localized mental opening effect in the chakra to stimulate it. This tearing open action with your imaginary hands provides it. By moving your point of awareness to the site of a chakra and causing a mental opening effect with your hands, you are directly stimulating the chakra. Note: do the energy raising exercise before stimulating the chakras. Use breath awareness to aid your hands in pulling energy into each chakra, i.e. draw energy up on the inhale and hold it on the exhale, with all the following chakra stimulation exercises. 1. Base chakra. Raise energy up to your base chakra. Use your hands to open it. Pull energy into the base chakra. Repeat this first step thoroughly 7 times. 2. Spleen chakra. Draw energy from the feet through the base chakra and on up to the spleen chakra. Open the spleen chakra. Repeat this 3 times, starting at feet. 3. Solar plexus chakra. Draw energy from the feet through the base and spleen chakras and on up to the solar plexus chakra. Open the solar plexus chakra. Repeat this 3 times, starting at feet. 4. Heart chakra. Draw energy up from the feet through the base, spleen and solar plexus chakras and on up to the heart chakra. Open the heart chakra. Repeat this 3 times, starting at feet. 5. Throat chakra. Draw energy up from the feet through the base, spleen, solar plexus and heart chakras to the throat chakra. Open the throat chakra. Repeat this 3 times, starting at feet. 6. Brow chakra. Draw energy up from the feet through the base, spleen, solar plexus, heart and throat chakras to the brow chakra. Open the brow chakra. Repeat this 3 times, starting at feet. 7. Crown chakra. Draw energy up to the crown chakra, as in the previous step. Open the crown chakra. This chakra is much larger than the others. Hold top of head above hairline. Imagine you have a much larger, flatter bread roll inside the top of your head and are tearing it open with your hands, or like you are tearing your scalp open. Repeat this entire process twice, starting with the feet. Note: try your best not to tense any muscles during this exercise. You may, however, feel a slight internal contracting, a feeling that is not muscular, while you are stimulating your chakras. These are the glands and nerve ganglia linked to the chakras, contracting in response to the stimulation. This internal contracting is normal. The base or root chakra is the most important one to activate. This chakra is a doorway for the subtle energy. Unless this is opened sufficiently, the energy cannot flow into the other chakras. I suggest you concentrate most of your time and energy into stimulating your base chakra, at least in the early stages of chakra development. Note: when I first started raising energy and developing my chakras, many years ago, I didn't feel any sensation for several months. Many people, though, have reported to me strong energy and chakra sensation the first time they used them. Some people have more natural chakra activity than others. Lack of any sensation, though, will not stop you from stimulating and developing them, even if, as was my case, you feel nothing at first. I did not have any natural chakra activity or any natural psychic ability when I first started energy work. Stop and check. Check your muscles for any tensing during the energy raising and chakra stimulation exercises and re-relax as needed. your muscles will automatically try and respond to the mental action of pulling energy up through you. Remember, this is all mental. Your body must stay calm and relaxed throughout. Chakra sensations. The sensations you will feel in your chakras can vary according to the degree of activity occurring in them, i.e. your physical makeup, natural ability, concentration and relaxation skills affect this. It can vary from a gentle warmth, a localized pressure, or bubbling, like stomach wind, a localized dizziness, a tingling, a gentle pulsing, to a heavier throbbing, or a combination of some or all of the above. The heavier the thrumming, the more active the chakra. If you place your hand on a chakra, when it is active, you will actually feel the flesh pulsing. Some of the chakras, when active, can cause rather odd localized sensations. Base chakra. You may feel a very slight burning or tingling or cramping, like you have been riding a bicycle for too long to begin with. Once it is working properly, you will feel a gentle pulsing or throbbing between your legs at the site of the chakra. Solar plexus chakra. This can sometimes cause a shortness of breath feeling, which can cause you to hyperventilate. This will pass with time and use as the chakra stabilizes. Heart chakra. The heart chakra merits special mention due to the strong and sometimes frightening sensation it can cause. When strongly activated, it can feel like your heart is racing at an impossible rate. It is a powerful sensation. Try and ignore this when this happens. It won't hurt you. It is not your heart racing, but the chakra working. I know this is easier said than done, ignoring it, but with practice and familiarity, you can. This racing is more apparent in the early stages of development. I think this is caused by the lack of energy flowing from the lower centres. In a way, it is like a pump racing when it does not have enough fluid to pump. The heart chakra, when fully operational, feels like. Place one hand on your chest, with your fingertips resting in the middle of it, over your heart. Tap your fingers on your chest in time with your heart. Increase this rate until you are tapping as fast and hard as your fingers can move. Note, your actual heart rate does not speed up with this racing sensation. If you hook yourself up to a heart monitor, you will see that your heartbeat hardly changes at all. Throat chakra. The throbbing in it can cause a very mild choking feeling, because of the sensitive area it is in. This feels something like having an emotional lump in the base of your throat. Crown chakra. When fully active, it feels like 1,000 soft warm fingers gently massaging the inside of the top of your head above the hairline and extending down in the centre of the forehead to include the brow chakra, which is part of it. This sensation is the reason the Buddhists call it the 1,000-petaled lotus. Note. You may feel a stronger sensation in some chakras and little or none in others. Concentrate on the lowest ones with the least sensation. This will help balance the energy flow in the chakra system. If you are unbalanced, during projection, the inactive chakras can cause failure, i.e. you may get your body partly loose, but find you are stuck to your body at the site of the inactive chakra. If this happens, concentrate on stimulating the inactive chakra prior to projection. Psychic abilities. After beginning chakra work, you may find psychic abilities start to grow in you. This is a natural offshoot of stimulating the chakras. In my next series on more advanced energy work, I will show you how to develop and use some of these abilities and how to raise the kundalini. Practice. Some relaxation, breath awareness, concentration and mental hands exercises should ideally be carried out daily. They can be done anywhere and any time you have a few minutes to spare. How long does it all take? Many people have asked me, how long does it take to learn projection? My answer is, because everybody has different levels of natural ability and skill, it will take as long as it takes. I have had letters from people who have been trying various other methods for several years, but with no results, who get out the very first time they try this technique. Other people with no relaxation or concentration skills at all are looking at several months training before they will get out. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to visit me over at www.astralwings.com. See you there.